This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Past 7 after the hour, the weekly review of the hot hits in talk radio. News Talk Radio is our focus. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. This is the source. This is the Bible of information that concerns this fascinating format, number one on the radio. News talk radio conversations about the issues of the day, of the week. So we have the top 10 people listed who are on the top of mind for this week and the stories, the topics. So let's go through those, Michael. And then, as is our case, as is our want, we may somehow digress from some of these things. But clearly, we will make this an informative, entertaining hour of conversation. That we promise.
That is our mission.
Yes, it is.
Yes, right. And it's good to be back here at the Talkers Communications Center. I've been on the road, and I'll share some of my adventures with you as well. It's been a busy week for me. In terms of stories on news talk stations, such as the ones that our listeners are engaged with at the moment, here we go. At number 10, we have the Cavaliers won the NBA title in a storybook finish. An amazing sports tale. And, of course, Major League Baseball action. At number 9, the Led Zeppelin court case. At number 8, the Representative Fatah conviction. At number 7, the Secret Service officer's Clinton book. At number 6, the Iran sailor's capture case. At number 5, Freddie Gray cop cleared. At number 4, the Brexit vote. At number 3, the Supreme Court of the United States immigration ruling. At number 2, gun legislation push. Big doings at the Capitol. And the investigation continues into the Orlando massacre, tied at number 2. Number 1, the presidential race, which includes many of the topics that we've just talked about. On the people list, we have LeBron James at 10. We have Chaka Fatah at 9. Gary Byrne at 8. Kyle Moses at 7. Caesar Goodson Jr. at 6. John Lewis at 5. Omar Mateen at 4. 3 is Hillary. 2 is Donald. And number 1 is the President of the United States, Barack Obama. It's a mushy chart. All these topics kind of flow into each other. And having been on the road, I didn't have my front row seat on the news. I was in radio land, so I'll let you fill me in on what happened this week.
Well, what I'm looking at the list of, first of all, my comment on the people list this week is that half of them could be NBA players. Those names, when you look at the names that are there, maybe even more, all of them, with the exception of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, who we know couldn't play basketball, but I saw an interview with Barack Obama and the kid that plays for San Francisco. Is a Steph, what's his last name?
Oh, Stephen Curry.
Curry, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that
brother,
was pretty
right, Stephen?
Interesting. Yes, right, everybody whose name Stephen is related to me in some way, shape, or form.
Stephen Curry was the most amazing basketball player of all time for the last 2 years until he ran into LeBron James.
Well, here's the thing that I find most interesting about separating the two of them along any number of lines, including what they get paid. My son, who is he could have been a professional basketball player had he not broken both of his wrists. You've met him. You have seen him. He's tall. He loves basketball. I've been playing it since he was in junior high school. And he said, as a student of this, that the folks in Cleveland are getting a good deal with LeBron James. And so I probed him on that. He came here for Father's Day, so we were on the couch watching the game. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, do you understand how much money LeBron James is responsible for bringing to this team? And, you know, I'm thinking about some of the other guys that played in Boston for the Celtics and the jerseys that were sold, and stuff that used to be around, but now it's like this is a big ancillary business, buying all of the things that represent LeBron James. So apparently he's getting paid $30 million a year now, Michael, because of the salary cap. But if there were no salary cap, LeBron James would make $60 dollars
right.
because
That's
of
why
what he contributes.
He has to tighten his belt this year because he's had a bad year, you know, financially.
Yeah,
in fact, I feel sorry for him.
Yeah. How do you?
Well, I mean, he doesn't make what he deserves, the poor guy, underpaid.
Shame, isn't it? But think about that. And the conversation on sports talk radio that you hear from time to time anyway, the issue of what these people get paid, and there's a jealousy factor on one side, there's a greed factor on the other side. But I always find it interesting when listening. I also find myself listening more to sports talk radio lately than I used to.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. Sports talk radio is very entertaining.
Yeah, it is entertaining. But then it gets down to a lot of Dems at decent dose. And even on my Good Day program this week, we got off onto a tangent about women doing sports talk radio. And I remembered Nancy Dunedin. I want to say Nancy Dunedin.
Donnelly.
Remember her?
Nancy Donnelly,
right.
The fabulous sports babe. Yeah, she was a pioneer.
Yeah, she was. But I don't know of anybody else around now. I saw something in Talkers this week about a woman who's been, and I don't remember her name, honestly, who has gotten a job as a co-host on a sports talk station. I think the article pointed out that there aren't many, and I'm thinking there aren't any women who are at the moment doing sports talk. You're right. Nancy Dunn, whatever her name was, was the forerunner of this. I'll tell this story, and then I'm out. Like they do on Shark Tank, I'm out. She and I were in line at a talkers convention once a number of years ago, and we were getting our credentials. And so she was behind me, and she was talking to somebody. And she realized that she had to be, and she was on a panel or something. I don't remember what it was. But she literally pushed me out of the way to get up front in the line. She said, I got to get up to the front of the line. And she was a short, kind of a tanky-looking character. And she, no hesitation whatsoever. She said, get out of my way, pushed me out of the way, and went to the front of the line so she could get her credentials and go do what she was supposed to do. That's my fabulous
isn't that interesting?
Sports thing.
Well, she's a real reporter. I mean, you've got to be that way to be able to compete. A man could have easily done that.
Yeah, of course. Right.
I mean, now either she was being rude or she just is so used to having to push her way into things.
Well, that's the other side. That's a good point, you know. And women in that job, in those in that world, have a tough road to hoe. They're not respected, not looked upon credibly. Yeah, I think that could be part of it.
I think more. So. I think they're looked upon credibly more so today than they might have been. I think there are some very good women in sports talk, both on television and radio. Amy Lawrence, who is the overnight host on the CBS Sports Radio Network.
Oh, I've heard her. She's great.
Is number 98 on this year's Talkers Sports Heavy 100.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I think she is, now that you mention it, yeah, I've heard her. She's very good.
So that I have to mention that. I'm looking. There are women who as co-hosts on some of the top shows. I mean, look. It's a male-dominated field, but more and more women are involved in sports, not just in terms of the business of sports or the journalism and broadcasting of sports, but as sports fans. If you look at the makeup of the crowds at stadiums and arenas, just watch on TV when they show the fans, you'll see a lot of women. Now, some of them are there with their men, but you see the women are screaming and yelling and cheering, and I go to sport events. I've been to a number of NFL games, and you see a lot of women there. So I don't think that sports is the realm of men as much as it used to be, and this conversation would be incomplete if we didn't mention the rise of women's sports. Women as athletes is the real story. And some of the best athletes in the world are women. And we're seeing a big change in that regard. It goes down to the schools and in sports education, in gym class and teams. The focus is on girls as well as boys. And this is the new century, and this is the way it should be.
Yep. Well put. Thank you. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, will talk about what's going on this week in Up Close and Far Out, which is his podcast that's a part of what you can find when you go to talkers.com. 16 past the hour.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the pad in MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, the Smart Relief so smart they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. I need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
All right, it's 19 at the hour. Listening to the Talk Radio Review. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com and see the industry news covered. There are a lot of features. As a matter of fact, we're going to spend the next few minutes, in a few minutes, talking about this week's event in Washington. Michael alluded to it before. The fair presentation. Immigration was at forefront, front and center. About 40 hosts were there. And it was very good timing because the Supreme Court announced their ruling, or lack of ruling, actually, when it came to the immigration plan put forth by President Obama a couple of years ago. States sued the federal government to keep that from happening. It's gotten all the way to the Supreme Court, and now it's getting kicked back, so the ruling sticks until there's another member of the Supreme Court, I suppose. But it was the number three story this week in terms of the research done by Talkers Magazine. So as such, we'll spend some time talking about the issue itself, the ruling, but more importantly, Michael's experiences at the fair, the immigration group that has an annual radio row in Washington to discuss this issue. A lot of heavy hitters. I'm sure you heard probably a lot of the folks listening to this program carry with them the information they get from listening to the hosts that go to visit these things, and maybe you heard Michael as well. So we'll go off on that in a moment here on this week's Countdown.
Yeah. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All ears are tuned to what Michael has to say. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's countdown. The stories and the people that are on the list at number three on the countdown. The rumor I made reference this a few minutes ago, Supreme Court issued a ruling that really wasn't a ruling. It just leaves things the way they are. The immigration situation and there's a couple of different things the Supreme Court did this week. But Michael, let's talk about the immigration ruling and more as it plays into where you spent a day this past week at the Fair Immigration Radio Row, which they have every year, focused on what we're doing, what we ought to do, what we aren't doing, et cetera, et cetera. You did a lot of interviews while you were there. Maybe you can talk about some of them, some of the people that you were interviewed by and what the focus was of the conversation there. Anything out of the ordinary or what you expected?
Well, it's a combination of out of the ordinary, and I expect it to be out of the ordinary, so it's exactly what I expected. But it's always out of the ordinary. I was interviewed on 20 different shows in one day. So that I was just immersed on this past Wednesday. I was immersed in talk radio. I was on stations far and wide, big ones, small ones, hosts that run the spectrum in terms of their opinion. Many of them talked to me about immigration. A lot of them just like to talk to me about pop culture and radio, because they just like to talk to me on the radio. So I don't get too deep into the politics of the immigration issue, because I don't like to get too deep into politics other than the First Amendment. But I have found that among the conservative hosts who basically are supportive of immigration reform from one degree to another, let's just enforce the laws that are on the books, or let's build a wall and throw everybody out. I mean, it runs the gamut, that there is far more diversity among the conservative hosts on immigration this year than I've ever seen before. And much of that has to do with the candidacy of Donald J. Trump. Trump's influence on creating schisms and diversity within the ranks of talk radio's conservative faction is extraordinary. And I think it's a good thing for the radio format and for the country. It's one of the good things I could see in the Trump candidacy. But, a lot of different points of view. And
so which one carried the day? By the way, you were talking about right of center hosts. Were there any left of center hosts at this, or was it all
people? I don't know if there are any left of center hosts left on radio. Even Tom Hartman, who is the leading progressive host on terrestrial and online talk radio, says that there is no left in the United States anymore, that it's in terms of the media, that what we consider
left
to be left,
left,
that left
no
is
left.
Really center. And that, so no, there were really no left.
I'd like to have that debate with him. I would love to have that debate with him.
Well, why don't you have him on your show? He's a very, very accessible guy.
Yeah. I know him. I know him well. A lot of times he gives me credit for getting him going. In fact, he's done a lot of work. He's very much respected, I think, in lots of different ways. He's, I don't know, moderate, because this is the...
Well, the word that's used is progressive.
The distortion, I want to talk about this for a second, because it bothers me. The distortion that comes from those on the right about those who have disagreements with their opinions on anything, if they disagree no matter what, they're liberal, which is nonsense.
Of course.
It really is, and it gets distorted so badly
easily.
By people when you...
All the time.
I can't tell you how many times. You and I have had this conversation before. How many times people, because I'll have a point of view, I'm not easily pegged. So if I have a point of view that doesn't toe the line, people call up, you dirty son of a bee, you're no good, you liberal, why don't you go back to Boston?
A lot of them talked about this. A lot of them talked about this at the Radio Row. I'll tell you more when we come back from the break.
What a great idea. Why didn't I think of that? 28 minutes past the hour. Michael...
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 34 after the hour on this week's Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The stories, the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the research done by the Bible of the talk radio industry, Talkers Magazine. Its chief salami is Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine. Chief cook, chief bottle washer.
Did you call me a chief, salami or a chief swami?
Well, both of those things. I think both those things would be appropriate, frankly.
Wow, a both chief salami. I like that.
Yeah, that's big.
A big salami hanging in the window salami of a deli with a big wheel of cheese.
When we were so rudely interrupted by things happening on your local station at the bottom of the hour, we were talking about left and right. We're talking about conservative versus liberal. Talk radio has been a bastion since Rush Limbaugh came on the scene 28 years ago. Of a focus on right-of-center politics. So we have had brushes with equality over the years, some pretty good hosts, and there were attempts at creating networks like the old IE Network and Talk America. What was it now? It wasn't Talk America. It was
Radio America.
It was
Air America.
Air America.
Right. Radio America is our friends who carry the show on many of our local stations.
Right, So anyway, there have been attempts, but Radio America is right of center.
Yeah.
You certainly have the premier guys that are all right of center, except for, there's Fox that is right of center, except for Alan Combs. See, I consider Alan just to be a good... That, the problem that bugs me, and I think that's what we were sort of going in that direction, and Hartman would tell you this too, and I think anybody else, the right guys who are insecure, who say that if you don't agree with them, then you're a liberal, are nonsensical. But then you get to guys like Combs and Hartman who have succeeded where others haven't because they're entertaining. And, I mean, I don't see any other way of describing it. People who are successful on the radio are entertaining. There may be a little more, there's a degree on that, and maybe you can explain it, the degrees of entertainment and how it plays into conversations that are political.
Well, yeah, I mean, and it, in radio we call it the X factor. You know, it's not just even entertaining, it's charisma, it's fascination, it's personality. It's how well you play the game in coordination with other people. I mean, it happens. Alan Combs works very well with conservatives. He creates a very good point-counterpoint situation. And that's why he's had, of all the progressive hosts in radio, Alan Combs is the most successful. and he's also the most maligned. He is almost in many circles a cultural joke, but he's no joke. He's a brilliant broadcaster.
That was the work of the Fox people who try to make him that way. I mean, that's why they selected him, not knowing, because they weren't very smart about how they did the research, that he was one of the most intelligent. I find him to be one of the most intelligent people that I've ever had a conversation with. He's very, very well-educated, very smart guy, has all the good reasons for backup when it comes to how he talks about the issues, whereas a lot of other people on the other side are just full of old shoes. They don't really have any backup. They just have the same old, this is because, right, blah, blah, blah. So when they put him with Hannity, I'm saying, this is not Michael Harrison saying, this is Doug Steffens' opinion. He was so much, and I like Sean. Sean I consider a friend, like him a lot. But I think because he was a little green in some respects, and Alan wasn't, plus Alan's smarter than he is, I'm saying that, he came across as being smarter than Sean. In many of the discussions, and I don't know this for a fact, but I wouldn't be surprised. One of the reasons the show ended is because he made Sean look bad sometimes. All right, so I've said whatever trouble I'm going to cause.
I mean, that's your opinion. And
yeah, it is.
You know,
yep. It is my opinion.
Alan Colmes was certainly a part of why the Hannity and Colmes show is a milestone, historic piece of broadcasting history. I mean, piece of broadcasting. It was an incredible long run. It was iconic. The reason it broke up and it ended is there are many reasons for it. I wouldn't say it was because Colmes made Hannity look bad, because I don't think that within the world that Hannity operates, he looks bad. I think he looks pretty good.
Well, he does look good. I mean, yeah. But I'm not saying that about looks. And it is completely my...
I'm not debating it with you.
This is completely my opinion. Flack for it. Yeah,
yeah, I'm not arguing with you. I'm not saying you're right or wrong. Yeah. I'm just simply pointing out my opinion is that knowing both players very well, Sean is one of my best friends in the business.
I like him. Oh, he's
and
wonderful.
Alan is one of my best friends in life.
In life, yeah.
Alan and I go back to when we were in college radio together.
Oh, my
so
God.
So we have been personal.
He went to Hofstra, too? I didn't realize he went to Hofstra.
Alan and I met at Hofstra.
Really?
Alan and I worked on little suburban AM radio stations together. Alan has been one of my two or three best friends since 1969. Mm-hmm. Way before Alan Colmes was known. I followed his career, and I talked to Alan Colmes at least twice a week. And Alan Colmes and I are in business together in terms of he's a broadcaster on Talkers Radio with his Healed Planet show. I mean, he's like a brother to me. And when I see the image of Alan Colmes out there and people tell me, oh, I hate him. You know, he's ugly, and I hate what he stands for. Oh, you know.
How do you control yourself?
I know better. I know better. Yeah. I also think Sean Hannity is one of the greatest guys in this industry by
Fabulous
a mile.
Guy.
By a mile.
Fabulous guy.
See,
yep.
But I don't judge people by politics, because to me, politics is just one aspect of life. And we're at a time now where people are judging people by politics, and that's horrible.
Well, I think I've recounted this to you before. You and I, over the years, I think I introduced you to Ellen Ratner. A long time ago, when she first came to me, wanted to do radio stuff, and she was a character, and I thought she had something, so put her on the air, and then she started to spread her wings and created a good little business for herself, and you and she have worked together. I will never, ever forget when she brought me to some event in Washington with some of her pals. Ellen is very left of center on most issues, and she introduced me to her friends as her only Republican friend. And I thought to myself, I laughed a little, because at the time I was much more political on the air and a Republican, neither of which am I now. But the fact she said, some of my friends, she would tell this group of people were heavy hitters from Washington, and she said that she actually had some friends, she admitted, she said, some of my friends are Republicans. And talk about Mondo Bizarro.
Yeah, well, these people that live inside the Beltway become mentally ill with this.
Oh, my God.
The people that live inside the Beltway who are in politics and or media that deals with politics, they become very one-dimensional and boring. They just live in this world of wonkism and one-upsmanship and categorization. Yeah. It's disgusting. And I'm not saying yelling is. I'm just saying it is.
No, it's disgusting. You're right. It is.
You know? I can't be in Washington, D.C. very long because it's a creepy atmosphere to me.
Used to be my second favorite American city behind Los Angeles. Not anymore. I find it to be heavy. And you're right, it's not pleasant to be there anymore because everything is so difficult to work through. On the countdown, a review now for a moment of the people who have made it this week in terms of conversation. A lot of chat about LeBron James, not only on sports talk radio stations and programs, but also in the general mainstream conversational programming. I've heard a lot of conversation about LeBron James, how much money he made, was he really as good, was he worth what he's getting paid, is he lazy, you know, that kind of stuff. So he's number 10. Number 9, Chaka Fatah, who's the congressman who got convicted this week of 22 different counts of being a jerk, and he's been in Congress for 20-some-odd years. When you look at the evidence against him and you look at him, you know he's guilty as all get out. Gary Byrne in the number 8 position conversationally. Kyle Moses, 7. Cesar Goodson Jr., who was the driver in the Freddie Gray case. John Lewis at 5. Omar Mateen at 4. Hillary Clinton, 3. Donald Trump, 2. And on the people list, Barack Obama is number 1. In a moment, Michael is going to take us on a psychological exploration of what's going on the Internet as far as talk is concerned with Dr. Joy Brown, who is the focus of his Up Close and Far Out podcast. You can check that out at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, the Talkers headline feature up next here on The Review.
And now, The Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Ancient wisdom teaches that if you want less of anything, you tax it. If you want more, you subsidize it. Have we forgotten that simple principle? If we look through the lens of liberty, we see a government that rewards unemployment and business failure with welfare and taxes productivity, profit, growth, job creation, and wealth. We pay taxes on our wages, our homes, and our cars. We are taxed on clothes, food, drinks, and gas, and on everything we leave behind after death. We complain of high taxes, but maybe we ought to look more closely at what we tax and what we subsidize. Maybe we should stop subsidizing things that fail and start rewarding things that succeed. Then maybe we would get less failure and more success.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. Technology is making everyday tasks simpler, so digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with 5 brands to help better your digital lifestyle. Mario, what are your top ideas this summer?
The single-serve brewing trend is hot, so check out the GE Profile Refrigerator with Keurig K-Cup Brewing System. Just by using the GE Kitchen app, you can preset brew times for your water, coffee, tea, or any Keurig K-Cup hot beverage within the refrigerator. I have a free app that helps you with your green spaces. Grow from Scott's Miracle-Gro. The app provides inspiration and education so you can transform any type of foliage from backyard gardens to indoor plants. Grow takes complex gardening tasks and simplifies them for you. A must-have app for Samsung Galaxy devices is the Samsung Plus. It's your one-stop destination for getting personalized live expert support and the tools to keep your device running like new. The Samsung Assist feature gives you remote support and hands-on help at the push of a button. Plan your music and style with the portable Muo wireless speakers from Kef. You can stream your favorite tunes via Bluetooth, and Kef's legendary UniQ technology delivers stunningly accurate sound, beautiful design, a variety of colors, and up to 12 hours of battery life. Get better sleep this summer. Check out Sleep Number beds with Sleep IQ technology. You and your partner can adjust the firmness and support on each side, and built-in Sleep IQ technology tracks your sleep and offers insights and suggestions for your best sleep.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, visit killerapps.tv.
Now let's consider, for your listening and dancing pleasure, the stories in review. Sometimes I don't do this as often as I ought to in the countdown, so here are the top 10 stories. Sports Talk Radio number 10, especially the Cavaliers winning the NBA title. The results of the Led Zeppelin court case at number 9. Number 8, that Kerr representative Chaka Fattah gets what he deserves. Number 7, more on Mrs. Clinton and the book about her. Number 6, sailors being captured in the Middle East. Number 5, the policeman who was cleared of charges that he helped to kill Freddie Gray. Number 4, the vote in England to get out of the European Union. Number 3, the immigration ruling by the Supreme Court. Number 2, the push for gun control legislation by the Democrats, and then the Republicans as well in the House and the Senate. And number 1, all the conversation about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in the presidential race. 46 past the hour now. Michael decided when Talkers was expanding rapidly to do a podcast to actually get into the new world order of how people get their news and information, at least some people. And so this idea of every week coming up with an interview that taps into how, no matter where you are and who you are, you can learn something from looking on the other side. And you and I mean, you were talking about Alan Combs. I feel the same way toward you in many respects as you were. You know, you and I have been in business together. We have shared a lot, and it is certainly a week doesn't go by. I mean, I talked to you a couple of times a week, but certainly here, we're together once a week. And we
absolutely
have a friends. Sort of understanding of how each other acts and reacts to things. So as much as I've known you over 25 years, I didn't realize that you had this, because I have it, and I don't pay a lot of attention to it because people think I'm strange if I spend too much time on it. But you and I have the same sort of fix on things that are hard to explain, and thus the focus, the up close and far out. I don't even like to call it far out.
No, well, far out, it's tongue-in-cheek.
Tongue-in-cheek. Right.
Far out, man. I mean, I'm always making fun of my hippie roots and my you know, crunchy
side.
That's
never hippie. Yeah.
I make fun of it because I understand it's far out and crazy and spacey, but I love that stuff. But I don't love that stuff as a religion, and I don't love that stuff as some kind of a fake facade.
Yes.
In other words, I am highly critical of people who are professionals in fields that I'm interested in. I dislike astrologers, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I dislike psychics.
And
I dislike people that are too gung-ho about politics, even though I do respect and enjoy politics. So it gets complicated.
All right. Give us 30 seconds on your up close and far out with Joy Brown this week.
Joy Brown and I talk about the emotional implications of the Internet, the dark side as well as the bright side, and how the Internet, the digital age, is enhancing people's nervousness, their short-term attention span, and depression, and it's very interesting. It's at upcloseandfarout.com.
Right. Or you can just go to talkers.com. Either way, you can find it. Joy is one of my faves. Been in this business for a long time, has lots to say, still does a great radio program every day. So you'll want to listen to the two of them have their conversation. UpCloseAndFarOut.com, or you can catch it at Talkers.com, where you find the list of the top 10 topics of the week from Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen at 50 minutes past the hour.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the continuation here in the form of a review of the legal issues of the week. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law, a great commentator on the radio, has a website called scamit.com where you can just review things that may be vexing you. You feel like you've been scammed, then go to scamit.com. Then there's whole idea of him being a professor at Bentley, which I find very intriguing. And he's got a dog named Fred. All right, so let's talk about, we'll go backwards here on the countdown, the number of stories that have a legal connection to them. The Led Zeppelin court case, they were brought to court by the trust of this group that nobody even remembers. What kind of proceeding would this be? What were you thinking as you followed this Led Zeppelin court case about the ramifications of it?
Well, it was pretty interesting to me because there's been a lot of litigation lately in regard to infringement, copyright infringement, intellectual property infringement. The biggest in songs, the biggest one when Pharrell Williams and Robin Thicke were found to have infringed on Marvin Gaye's song, Got to Give It Up, which was startling because there they said they took the feel, not even a few notes or stealing the sound of it. And so it was going to be interesting to see what happened here. And the jury didn't take too long to come out and say that, no, it was there was no copyright infringement. And this is something that, these are often so much turning up in the courts these days that I think the courts have got to get a better way of handling this, because all music is built on previous music, and there really isn't the kind of copyright infringement that I think so many of these cases allege.
No, it's eight notes, for God's sakes. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. That's it. Imagine over the years how many millions, tens of millions of scores for, you name it, songs, themes from operas, the beautiful lullabies that come from Brahms. I mean, hello. There's
Some of those are in the public domain. As I say to my students, you know, Mozart is no longer composing; he's decomposing, and therefore, you know, you can use his work. But you're right. I mean, there's some things where, you know, three notes taken, and suddenly that's an infringement. So the law's got to catch up with reality.
That's you and your damn lawyer friends. That's what.
I'm afraid so.
By the way, we find your dog charming. What's the dog's name? We always have
Remington. Remington probably needs to go out. He's a German Shepherd puppy.
Led Zeppelin gives way to Representative Chaka Fattah, who is a crook to the nth degree and needs to spend a lot of time sitting thinking about his deeds in the slammer. What's the story with him?
Well, he faces as much as 20 years in prison. He's going to be sentenced October 4th. All kinds of white-collar crime here, as far as bribery, as far as stealing government money to pay back an illegal loan. I mean, it was just one thing after another. The investigation had gone on for about 8 years and ended up taking down not just him, but one of his sons is already in prison now on bank and tax fraud charges related to this. You know, kudos to the Justice Department. They went after a member of Congress who well deserved it, and they got a conviction.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully other people in Congress will see this and maybe start acting a little better.
There's still those people say, this is racist. You went after him because you're white FBI guys and he's a black congressman. You just want to get the black congressman out of Congress. And that's, by the way, a part of the conversation with the Freddie Gray case continuing on now. Number five, the judge cleared him.
Yeah.
The judge is black. I think that
the defendant was black. The defendant was black. The judge was black, and the judge was the same black judge that had acquitted other officers. You know, very frankly, this is a case where what happened to Freddie Gray was horrible. What the Baltimore police have done for years is something that needs to be reformed. However, in this case, these guys were overcharged. The evidence did not bear out with intent. And you take this guy here, he was the person who transported him in the van. He did not put him into a seatbelt. But Freddie Gray was agitated at that time, and it was understandable. You know, perhaps he still should have done it, but it was still understandable. And then the idea of this rough ride that he bounced him around on purpose, we saw that in the papers, but we didn't see that in court. And the judge was pretty critical of the prosecution case on this. So, you know, here's another case. The Baltimore police definitely needed to get better with this.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.